The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Now, if you're a business, you have a business, and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dustin Livers, and he'll be with us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Unfortunately, due to all of the recent health restrictions, our summer grief retreat has been postponed, and this event will be rescheduled for July 2021, and we will post additional information about this event up on our website, so just watch for some updates a little bit later this year. And if you enjoy our webinars, be sure to check out our webinar schedule, since we'll be adding some new ones for late summer, early fall, and we'll be posting that info up on the web as well. Meanwhile, we do have a brand new webinar coming up on Wednesday, October 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this one is entitled Neuroimaging Studies with Mediums. It sounds absolutely fascinating. The host for that show, for that webinar, will be Edward Kelly, Ph.D. And finally, just a reminder, December's not that far away. We have our holiday raffle coming up on December 23rd. Now, it's only $5 for one raffle ticket, and that gives you five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums, so be sure to check that out as well. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Alrighty, so on that note, let's introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium is Dustin Livers, and in addition to being a certified medium for the Forever Family Foundation, Dustin is also a certified Reiki master, and he uses his healing energy in his spiritual therapy sessions. Dustin is also a licensed counselor in the state of Michigan. He has a master's degree in education, as well as a master's in spirituality, culture, and health. And he also studied at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College in England. In his private practice, Dustin offers psychic readings, group mediumship sessions, and spiritual counseling. And he also teaches workshops in mediumship development and intuitive development. And we're really happy to have him here tonight. Hi, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you. This is your first time on the show with us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was joking with some of my friends that it's only taken 6 years of being certified.
That's it. Well, we're going to have to get you on here more often. So it's wonderful to have you with us, and we have a few minutes to chat before we have to go to our phone lines. So tell us, if you would, a little bit about your love of spiritual matters, spirituality, and how you got involved in doing some of this energy work. How did all this start for you?
So I started my spiritual journey when I was 15, and I was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana, and I started going to different spiritual groups, spiritual things with my Aunt Candace's friend, Susie. Mm-hmm. And Susie would take me to Buddhist classes. We went to even some Wiccan ceremonies, some Universalist church groups, and all kinds of different spiritual groups and denominations and traditions. And I loved it. I love the community that spirituality gives, the meaningfulness in people's lives. And so Susie also ran a yoga studio in Elkhart, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And I would go there when I was 16 and volunteer doing Reiki sessions on some of her clients.
Okay, so you've been immersed in this world for a long time then, since you were really pretty young. Wow, that's cool.
Over a decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. So basically, you had some fun with this also. As you're along the journey learning all of this stuff, you've had a little bit of fun with it too. And, you know, it's so funny because you had mentioned to me the last time we spoke that you also were very interested in the notion of bridging spirituality with science, you know, and making that connection. And that's been like a big thing of mine for a long time. I also kind of come from that same perspective. And you also mentioned something about holistic health, which I think is super important. That's another biggie for me. So what do you get involved in with that? Anything special or?
Yeah, so my master's degree in spirituality, culture, and health was all research and evidence-based practice on holism, so holistic health. And in every spiritual tradition, mediumship and spiritualists, you know, that traditionally have used mediumship, all use approaches to spiritual health.
Yeah.
And so in my practice, I'm always interested in my clients' approach to health, because many of us, myself included, do not just go along with what Western medicine tells us.
Yeah.
So I've had one of my doctors tried to give me a pill because I would get canker sores in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I use this as an example many times. And he said, Dustin, I can give you a script for that. You know, you just take it every day. And you'll never have to worry about those. I said, now wait a minute, hold on. Like, what's in that medicine? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it, you know. And he gives me all these side effects, right? Like pages and pages.
I know.
And I said, whoa. I said, no. I said, I am not a traditional Westerner in the sense of that. I listen to my body.
Yeah.
And I said, my body absolutely is telling me that this is not good for me.
Right.
And so I have a totally different approach to my own health. It includes listening to my intuition and to my body.
Well, good for you. I mean, that is awesome. And I'm the same way with that. And you know what? I think a lot of people today are really kind of waking up to that whole notion of being more holistic, you know, and kind of pulling a little bit. I've seen this with lots of people, kind of pulling a little bit away from, you know, traditional Western type medicine. So I think that's a good thing. I think it brings lots of enlightenment. So listen, we have less than a minute, excuse me, before we have to go to our commercial break.
Sure.
But I'm going to I have to ask you one more question. This is the big one, because I have to ask you this question. Nobody knows this, but you're also a ballroom dancer. Isn't that right?
I am, yes.
Tell me about that. I heard a rumor, something about Dancing with the Stars. We've got like about 30 seconds. Tell me really quick about this.
Yes, so I am a ballroom dancer. My mom is my primary dance partner. And the Dancing with the Stars is most certainly an international group, and I belong to that group with my dance instructor, Jan, through Dan O'Day Dance Studio. And we raised about $100,000 in conjunction with some other dance groups for the Plymouth Neighborhood Center in Plymouth, Indiana. So, yeah, I do a lot of dancing.
That sounds absolutely so much fun. That just sounds so cool. And you know what's so funny? So many of us who are in these metaphysical circles, we're mediums, psychics and stuff, so many of us are also in entertainment or, you know, we're musical. I'm also in music. So, you know, and a lot of our colleagues are. Yeah, I actually have a band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, so lots of us get involved in that. And you know what? It's great fun. It's wonderful to do that. Certainly very different from the work that we do. But, yeah, I had to just ask you about that really quick. All righty. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Dustin, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Medium Send Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Dustin Livers. Alrighty, so before we go to our first caller, I just want to mention that we do like to hear your voice. So if we get you on the air, I'm going to ask you if you would like to have a connection with Spirit. If you have a question for us, we love taking your questions, so you can let us know then. But we do like to hear your voice. That's kind of how we anchor in. Alrighty, so if you're ready to go, Dustin, let's get
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Let's get to our first caller. I think we have Amy calling in from Alabama. Are you with us, Amy?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question
Thank
for us,
you.
Or would you like to have a mini reading?
I would love to have a mini reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Dustin.
All right. Hi, Amy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Great. Okay, Amy. So I was tuning in a little bit before I even got on the air. I'm actually aware of a mom figure that's stepping forward here. This woman, unfortunately, I'm feeling pressure on my chest area. So I know that she would have passed from something that happened to the heart or the lungs. And she's actually telling me that you're going through some kind of health changes. So it's kind of ironic that I'm hearing that because Doreen and I were just talking about health. But she's telling me that you're doing some kind of health changes. So do you know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. She says that she's with you at this time. I'm not allowed to give medical advice or anything like that, but I am aware of some kind of medical medicine that may be shifting. So I don't know if you're having a medicine change or you're having a new type of approach to medicine, but I'm very aware of some kind of medicine change that's going to be happening with you. If it hasn't already, it's going to be happening very, very soon. Do you understand this?
Well, actually, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't know if you want me to elaborate. Or...
Well, I don't know. Doreen, what do you think? Do you think I'm just
I didn't
going
hear or... her. What did you say, Amy?
I said I could, I guess I could, I can elaborate if you want, but
if
I,
you would
I
like to,
taking...
sure, you can elaborate. Sure,
I
absolutely.
Actually, as I was on hold, I threw away one of the last sleeping pills that was helping me for the first few months after a loss, and I actually just threw
wow.
it in the garbage. I hadn't been taking it for months already, but that's interesting. I just threw the last one away. I found it in a drawer. So
literally, like a minute before you got on the air, like
literally a minute before I got on the air.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, this woman is very aware of this, so it's not me, it's your loved one. So she's just letting you know. Who's the mom figure, though, that passed from the chest for you? This one, this would be a family member. So I don't know if this is mom or grandma, but I know she passed from the chest.
It would probably be my grandmother, but she raised my mom, so it would be like a grandmother to me.
Oh, I gotcha. She says that she's very aware of this. I'm not, again, I can't give medical advice, but she does say that you're going to be finding something else or something in addition that may be helping you, some other type of medicine. I don't know if this is more holistic or something, but it is going to be something else that's going to be happening for you. And she says that this is going to be, I actually feel somebody else may be approaching you. She says that someone's going to be approaching you with an idea or something that may be helping you with some of the sleeping things. So remember that I said this, if this hasn't happened already, it's going to be happening.
Okay.
Yeah. How are we doing on time, Doreen?
We're good. You have another maybe 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. So I want to look into a little bit other things that are happening here. She's making my attention. I'm very aware of... She says that you're going to be slowing things down generally in your life. And I'm also aware of a shift in the job. She says that your job is going to be slowing or it's going to be not as fast paced. So have you noticed, like, has your job mentioned anything about that? Because I'm aware of it kind of slowing down.
Well, I'm hoping that it does because I work in a hospital, and with the coronavirus, it's been chaos.
Oh, dear. Yeah. She says that that's actually going to be happening. I don't know about everybody else in the health field, but she says that with you, that your hours, that it is going to be slowing down a bit. So I'm glad that that's good news for you. She also says there's, I'm also aware of a male to your side. She says that there's, I actually think this is a brother figure here, a male to your side here. And she says that he is not communicating or talking as much as he usually does. Do you know who she's talking about here? This, I'm seeing a male to your side. I think this is a brother figure for you.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I'm seeing a male to your side. I think this is brother, and he's not communicating as much or speaking as much as he usually does. She says that she's concerned about this gentleman.
Oh, a brother that's here with... Is the brother here or has passed? Oh, yes. Okay, yes. And I don't ever talk to my brother. Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you meant on the other side.
Oh, so you know... Okay, I was going to say, I don't usually argue with people, but...
No.
I mean, she's pretty specific about this.
All right, we have about 20 seconds left on here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I haven't spoken to my brother actually in over 2 years now, so that makes sense.
Okay, so I'm very sorry to hear that, but she does say that she's concerned about him. So I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to live your life, Amy, but I think that she says that there's something going on with him that's not quite normal. And so I don't want to force you into doing anything that you're uncomfortable with. But if the opportunity should arise, you know, maybe if you hear through the grapevine how he's doing or somebody maybe checks up on him. Because she says there's something going on with him.
Okay. That makes sense. Sorry it took me a minute to get it.
That's okay. Well, that's what we call that psychic amnesia. It's okay.
Amy, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Alrighty. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, let's get to our next caller. I think we have Mary calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a mini reading.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Dustin.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing today?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. All right, give me a second here. Okay, so I'm actually aware of a gentleman that's passed here that's coming forward for you. This gentleman, his personality, I feel he's a little more grounded, down to earth, a little more kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy. This one, he says that he was quite stubborn and that he didn't listen to you. Do you know who this guy is?
It could be my dad, or it could have been my nephew.
Well, his personality is actually a bit defiant to me. Like, I don't think he listened to you, and I don't think he liked listening to a lot of other people either. There was a separation that had happened between the two of you. So I don't know if he moved away or he left for a time, but he says that there was a separation that had happened. So do you know about the separation between the two of you?
I guess if it's a separation, that would have been my nephew then, yes, because I moved out of state. I moved from New York to Georgia, so it could have been that then.
Okay. I think I might have both of them. I think I'm going to have to do a better job of separating them, but it sounds like the nephew is stepping forward a bit more than your father. This guy, let me see here. I hate to be so blunt, but I have to validate. He says that he wasn't happy with his life. I just feel uncomfortable, like things didn't quite align for him. Do you know what he's talking about? I just feel like everything was an uphill battle.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because he says he was going through all of these things. And then there's, he says that, now, how are you, he's talking about his mother here. And there's actually, he says that there's guilt with his mother. So are you actually in contact with his mom?
I'm, that's my sister. We're very close. But
okay,
because right,
he's actually going to use you as the medium, Mary, because he wants to connect to his mother. He actually says that he doesn't want his mom to carry all of that guilt. I feel like she beats herself up and says, I should have done more. I should have been there for him. There's a lot of should have, could have, would have with his mother.
Right.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I see this is where I get in trouble, Doreen and Mary, because I'm not allowed to diagnose or give medical advice, but I always get a lot of mental health things because I'm in the mental health field. He actually, I feel like your sister, I don't know if she's ever been formally diagnosed, but I feel that she's going through some anxiety or depression. So do you know what he's talking about with that, with your sister?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Because he says that he worked very hard to try and work with her to get her out of those states. Because I feel like she just goes down and down, and it's very difficult for her to get out of that. Now, he says to thank you for calling her. So do you actually call her, like, often, or you're the one?
Yes, in fact, about an hour before the show, yes.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
That's so crazy. I feel like I'm getting all these things that are happening right before the show. It's like, he says that he's very aware of that, and he wants to thank you for taking that time and maintaining those connections with your sister.
Thank you.
And his mom,
that's
okay?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. He's showing me my symbol for substance use. So was he on alcohol or the drugs? Because I'm very aware of a substance use issue.
Yeah, he had a problem with alcohol.
Okay. Because he says that this was a struggle in his life. And I'm very aware he's... he actually shows me it like a graph, like I see up and down curves and bells. I feel like there were days he would get better and days that he would get worse. I feel like this was a constant struggle. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, there was a constant struggle. He used to call me sometimes at 2 or 3 in the morning. So, he had a lot
because
going
I feel,
on.
Okay. I have to tell you, he says that you and his mom were anchors for him, and I feel that you kept him here longer than if you wouldn't have been here. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So I'd have to be very honest.
About 30 seconds, Dustin.
He says to thank you and his mom because you both were anchors for him, because I feel that without you two, I don't think he would have lived as long as he did. And there's, now I know we're coming towards the end, but I'm very aware of a brown or tanish dog connected to him, or it has brown or tan on dog. There's a brown or tanish dog connected to him. Where does that dog come in?
Yes, there was, yes.
Aw, he says he remembers the dog. So could you let his mom know about
the dog just recently died.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can assure you that he's with his dog, okay? So could you please let his mom know about that?
I will. I definitely will. She'll love to hear this.
Alrighty, we have to leave it there. But, Mary, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a little
bit. Okay, thank you so very much, and I can't wait to let my sister know all of this.
Aww.
So thank you.
You're welcome, Mary. You take care.
Okay, so I think we have time to get to one more call before we go to break. So I believe we have Stacy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Stacy?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just found your webpage, Dustin, and you're just the cutest thing.
Ah, thank you.
I just heard your voice.
I just heard your voice and I just started smiling. I was like, this is a woman with some positive energy here. Give me a second here to make a connection for you, okay, Stacey?
Sure.
Okay. All right. There's actually a female stepping forward that's connected to you. This woman's energy is very different than mine. She's actually quite calm. She's got a very relaxed energy. If anyone knows me, that's not me. there's also, let me see here. I know that this woman is family here, but I just can't quite put my finger. I don't know if this is quite mom figure. I think she's a family member, but something's telling me she's not mom. I maybe an aunt of some kind. Here. This woman, unfortunately, she had a pretty a sickness. This woman had a long decline in her passing, something that lasted a while, a sickness. And let me see here. She also, this is kind of unusual, but she says there was something that had happened with her skin. I don't know if she had a skin problem or something had changed on her skin, but there was something that had happened with this woman's skin. Do you know who I'm connecting with? I think this is an aunt or something. I think this is...
Well, both my mom and my aunt passed, but the skin thing would have been my mom. So, but it sounds more like my aunt because she was more calm.
I feel... Okay, so you understand the skin thing with your aunt's sister, your mother. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I think the medication made her skin real thin. I think that's probably what it's about. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's kind of unusual. I don't usually feel my skin like that. but I think that your aunt and your mother are together here, but I actually feel your aunt's energy stronger than your mom. So I'm going to work with her a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
There's, let's see here. So she actually is saying that you're doing some kind of, I don't know if I'm going to be exactly right about this, but something about some kind of group, group or community. Do you know what she's talking about? She says you're in some kind of group or you're doing something with a group now. There's something about this.
Yes.
What's up with
this?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, she says that this is a positive thing for you, whatever this new group is or something that you're involved in. But she says it's something going on. But what were you going to say, something about this?
I just started doing mediumship, and I'm in a practice group that's been really helpful. And I know they're tickled to death.
That's great, because she says that this is going to be a very positive group for you. It's going to be helping you a lot. So is this a new thing? Because I feel like this is relatively new.
Very new, yes.
Well, trust me, Doreen and I can tell you, it is definitely a new thing when you start getting involved in all of this. But I can tell you, she says that you do have ability here. And I feel that you are going to be moving forward in this group here. And I have to be honest with you. She does say that it's going to get a little bit anxious. I think there's going to be some healthy anxiety happening. Okay. But she says that you're going to be able to push through it. Okay, you're going to be able to move forward with this, even with some of this healthy anxiety that's going to be coming with
this. Yeah, we have about 30 seconds.
Oh, that went so fast.
I know.
I know. It goes by 15, too. So what I can tell you, though, she's very aware of this. And she says that she has her hair back. So do you know something happened with her hair? She said something about her hair. What's going on with that?
My mom lost her hair to chemo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have your aunt and your mother. I think they're kind of badminton back and forth. I think they're kind of hopping.
They usually do that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. They're both coming through. They're both, like, popping
That's
back
awesome.
And forth here. But they're going to be with you, I can guarantee you, Stacey, as you move forward in the spiritual journey. And they say that your aunt especially says that you have potential in this.
So I would work with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have to leave it there.
Thank you so much, Stacey, for calling in. Thank you.
All righty. We're going to leave it there. We have to take a very quick break, but in the meantime, you might want to check out Dustin's website, dustinlivers.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dustin Livers, and before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Home Depot, Marriott, Sirius Radio, TurboTax, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All right, so let's get back to our callers. We have time to take a couple of more calls. I believe we have Leona calling in from New Jersey. Are you with us, Leona?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Hi, yes, definitely.
Okay, try to speak up if you can, just a little bit louder. I'm going to turn you right over to Dustin.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Leona.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how you doing?
Doing okay.
All right, so I actually feel that this reading is going to be a little bit heavy. So I actually feel a younger male stepping forward for you. I like this young man's energy. I know that he had a positive energy here, but there's, I just feel like, I looked like things were getting better, or like his life was kind of on an upward track. And then I feel that, it just went down. Like, it looked like he was kind of getting better. Things were going his way. And then it just feels like it just kind of came down. Who's the younger male connected to you that's passed that this fits for? Because I'm very aware of that.
My husband.
Let's see here. And do you understand his life was kind of on an upward track, and then it just came down? It just kind of went down. You know what he's talking about?
Yes.
And he's got a complicated energy, and I can empathize with him because I feel that he put on this face to the outside world, but what was really going on the inside was not what he was presenting. Do you understand
Absolutely.
What he's talking about? And I feel that he always had this inner battle between what people saw and what they thought of him, but what he was really feeling and what was really happening on the inside with him. And I feel that you knew some of what was happening with him, but I have to be honest, I don't feel he was ever super open with you and told you about the depth of everything that was going on in his life. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And there's, I don't know if we can get into all this on the air like this. There's a few things he's telling me that I don't feel comfortable sharing with on the air. Can I maybe send you an email or something? Because I feel that in his passing, I feel that there was a hand in his own passing. So I don't know if he didn't do everything that was directed for him or something, but I just feel that there was something going on with his passing that he's taking responsibility for. Do you know about this?
Yes. Do you want me to share?
If you feel comfortable, I mean, this is
well,
pretty
I'll
heavy.
Well, I'll tell you, he passed from lung cancer, but he suffered for years from bladder cancer, and we all thought he quit smoking, but he was a secret smoker for all those years that we thought he quit.
Okay.
So
and
that's what
I he says that he's taking partial responsibility for his passing. And I have to be just totally blunt. And you say that it's okay to share this with you. So I'm trusting you that it is. But he is taking partial responsibility for this. And part of me feels he really just didn't care. I have to be honest with you. I just feel he didn't care. You know, really, there's a sense with him about this. And but I have to tell you, out of the people in his life, he says that you were one of the ones that got the closest to him. And you were really there for him, the best that he would allow you to be.
Yep.
Does that make sense? And, you know, he says this very bluntly. And now, where does the male below you come in? Is there a son? There's a male below. Son? Oh, okay.
Yes.
He's talking about the son. There's he actually says that he wishes he could have been closer to his son. So I don't know if they just didn't always see eye to eye, but there was always seemed like there was something that just, it didn't just click. You know, some parents,
they
just kind of.
Oh, they were so close.
He says that there was a barrier. You'll have to ask his son about this.
We have about 30 seconds on this call. Okay.
Okay. Because, you know, you say that they're close, but I feel that he still couldn't always allow himself to be super open and vulnerable with his son. I just feel he struggled with this his whole life, this husband. Are you still there, Fiona?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here. But I think
it goes back to the cigarettes.
Okay. You'll have to ask his son about this. And
we have to wrap up on this call, though.
Okay.
Do you want to send me an email?
I was
going to
get into a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of do. Yeah. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Yeah. Can I give that to somebody?
How do we do that, Doreen? How do we do that?
Well, you could send any. Is your email address on your website?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, why don't you, Leona, send Dustin an email, and he'll reply to that, okay?
Okay,
you reach
what's
out to him
website?
And remind him of the call tonight, okay?
Okay, so it's DustinLivers.com?
That's right.
It's Dustin@Livers.com. Dustin at Livers. There's an at.
Ah, okay. I'm glad you told me that. Okay.
Dustin at LYVERS.com.
Well, my name is with an EN, as like the number 10, TEN.
Okay.
At LYVERS.com. Yep.
All righty. And Leona, I hope this helped you just a tiny bit. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay.
So we have time for one more quick call. We have Colleen calling in from California. Are you with us, Colleen?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading?
Yes, I would love one.
Okay, we have 5 minutes left. Okay, Justin.
No pressure.
The pressure's on.
You got 5 minutes. Okay. All right, give me a second. I need a second to let some of that energy go. That was pretty heavy. I need a second to detach from that, okay? So give me 1 minute here, Colleen. Let's
see. Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I am shifting. This one's a little bit lighter than that other one. I am feeling a female energy stepping forward here. This energy is also quite positive. I feel a smile on my face. Now, this woman's energy is similar to mine. She had a sense of adventure. She wanted to try new things, do new things. This was a woman that wanted to experience life and do things. I just feel this energy with her. I do feel that this is also a mom figure here that has passed. Family here, mom. And this woman, there was a break in the family that had happened. So I don't know if she left the family. She kind of went her own way, but there was a break. She says that she kind of left this family here. But this is definitely mom figure, sense of adventure, positive woman. But I know that this woman has to be connected to you. Colleen, do you understand this?
It might be my grandmother, but I'm not exactly sure yet, but I'm open to keep exploring.
Okay. Do you understand the separation, though, that would have happened between her and the family? Because there was a separation that had happened.
Could it have been an emotional separation as opposed to a physical separation?
I actually feel she went her own way. Like, her family was kind of one way, and this woman went in the other direction. She was not about to kind of fit the mold and everything else going on in her family. That's how I feel with her.
Okay.
This woman also passed from something that happened, and I feel it in my midsection. So that would be like the heart or the lung, something in that area. So do you understand that passing with this woman?
I don't think I know yet who it is. I'm sorry, but I will keep digging through my brain.
Oh, don't apologize. Let me just walk you through this a little bit. So the woman that you're thinking about, do you know how she passed?
If it was my grandmother, she was 101, and we didn't explore it because she lived to 101.
Okay. It may possibly be here. You're going to have to ask about the separation and the going her own way. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to ask about this.
Okay.
And this woman, I get animals a lot. This one, there's a connection to a white dog or a dog with white on it. So where does the white dog come in?
I'm thinking it might not be my grandmother, unless it was, like I said, she was 101, so there could be things in her life that I didn't know about. She had a long and wonderful life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not really keeping a list, so you might have to go back and re-listen to this, but I know that there's a dog with white on it or a white dog connecting with this woman. Let me see if I can have her tell me anything about you.
Real quick, we have about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Now, she actually says that you're going to be having some kind of job change. So do you know if you're going to, like, trying to find a new job or you're looking for one or there's a shift in the work?
No, that's not resonating either yet, but
I don't know. she says that there's going to be a job shift or job change. That's what this woman says. You'll have to remember that I sent this.
I will.
Okay. And send me an email when this happens. But she's, okay. I know that she's telling me there's going to be a job shift.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I wish I had a little more time.
I know. We have to leave it there, though, because we're very short on time now. But, okay. Colleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know these readings are so small that we really can't get into too much stuff. But I thank you so much calling into the show. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, Dustin, but we are just about out of time.
I know.
Oh, I definitely want to thank you for being with us tonight, for joining us, and if our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they want to schedule a private session with you, the best way is through the website? Yes?
Yes, that's right. Yep, you can schedule appointments with me right on my website.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, so DustinLivers.com. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can check out all the great stuff that we do and the events coming up. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.